Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, June 28th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. Shorts movies have been added to iTunes, a new product that integrates the iPod to your car stereo, Apple's high rank on Wired Magazine's Wired 40 list, and introducing the iTube Valve Dock. A new transfer software from Sony has been introduced. This will be used with the Mac OS X version 10.4 Tiger and will make Final Cut Pro the first non-linear editing application to support native XDCam HD editing. The software will be available free of charge online from Sony's website and will be demonstrated by both companies during a 12-city tour starting this month. Spec Products has announced the MobileTune FM transmitter and charger for iPod. For $59.95 US, this new product promises to offer music lovers iPod integration through their car's stereo system. The company claims the MobileTune's distinctive look is only rivaled by its superior performance. It comes with a built-in antenna that provides strong, clear signal, and it has a built-in charging technology that rapidly charges your iPod, while the self-resetting fuse protects it from power surges. The MobileTune will fit all 12-volt power sockets and is compatible with iPod Mini, iPod Nano, iPod with color display, as well as a U2 edition, as well as the iPod 40GB and 30GB and 60GB video iPods. Wired Magazine released its annual Wired Top 40 list. The list consists of the companies with strategic vision, global reach, killer technology. But Wired says for a company to actually land a spot on the list, it needs what is called the X factor, or hunger for new ideas and the impatience to put them into practice. Wired believes that such companies become trendsetters, and Apple has been placed in the number 2 spot, down from last year, but still admirable. Who took first this year? The search engine giant Google, who moved up from last year and is more profitable than ever, notes the magazine. Rounding out the top 5 are Yahoo at number 5. Genentech took number 4, Samsung at 3, and of course Apple the number 2 spot and Google in the first spot. Other companies that have made the Wired list are Amazon.com, Toyota, General Electric, Cisco, Electronic Arts, Netflix, Salesforce.com, IBM, eBay, and the list goes on. Wired magazine also mentioned the companies that didn't make the Wired 40 list. There are only 6 of them, and they're Dell, FedEx, Nokia, Pixar, TD Ameritrade, and Vodafone. Apple has released a firmware update for its 17-inch MacBook Pro. Apple notes this SMC firmware update will adjust fan behavior in the MacBook Pro 17-inch. For step-by-step instructions, visit Apple's website. You can now watch Shorts movies on iTunes as Apple has added a series to the films it sells through the U.S. iTunes Music Store. The first batch of short films will cost $1.99 each, and a range of titles that feature John Cleese, Jon Stewart, Gretchen Mol, and the Academy Award nominees of 2005 are already available. Econ Technologies announced the release of ChronoSync 3.3.1, the automated synchronization and backup application for Mac OS X that allows you to efficiently synchronize files and folders from one disk location to another. Version 3.3.1 fixes problems with synchronizing locked packages, long file names, and file attributes. It'll correct various translation errors and user interface glitches, and will give you the ability to synchronize the modification dates of folders as an optional setting. It is no longer required. ChronoSync is priced at $30 US, and a free demo is available as well. The Fatman iTube Valve Dock has been announced. This pioneering valve amplifier and dock for iPods is set to ship next month and will create a deeper, richer sound to the iPod's music collection. The $375 device can connect to a television or stereo system, and there is an inline jack for alternative audio sources as well. The system is compatible with all iPods except the Shuffle and ships with a remote control. Along with the iTube Valve dock, the company has also launched a new pair of headphones called Fatman Fatphones. They are anatomically designed to fit ears correctly and will also block background noise. And the headphones will cost about $40 US. Coming up, I'll introduce you to an MSNBC columnist who raves about a certain Apple product when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Avid's Technologies Express Pro version 5.5 software, as well as the newest member in Avid's line of digital nonlinear accelerator products, Avid Mojo SDI, are now available worldwide. Avid Express Pro 5.5 delivers HD capabilities for both Mac and Windows-based systems. Avid's Mojo SDI, which works with Avid Express Pro and Media Composer software, will provide high-quality, advanced analog and digital SDI I/O connections for professional video and audio projects. The Avid Express Pro 5.5 is priced at $1,695 US, and the Avid Mojo SDI is priced at $2,495 US. However, if you are an existing Avid Express Pro version 4 or version 5 customer, you can upgrade to Avid Express Pro version 5.5 for only $49.95 US. An update on CNET reporter Daniel Turtleman's adventure. If you remember a few weeks ago, I told you about the road trip that's taking him through five states and British Columbia with gadgets like three GPS units, a pair of satellite phones, a 15-inch Apple computer, two separate car navigation systems, a video iPod, a Sony PlayStation, and a Canon PowerShot G2 digital camera, which he's planning to test along the way. He tested his video iPod for the first time while he was in British Columbia. He had tickets to see Cirque du Soleil, and during intermission, he didn't have anyone to talk to. So what did he do? He pulled out his video iPod for the first time. He had loaded up the iPod with TV programs before he had left, and since he had only a few moments, he decided to watch a few episodes of Rocket Boom. He wrote, as he sat there in his seat, watching Rocket Boom coverage of Prince performing at the recent Webbies in New York, "I must say I was in a happy place. After all, I had terrific video content to keep me busy until intermission ended, and then I had more Cirque." He also stated that his only regret was that there wasn't any delay at the Canada-US border. He wanted to watch more shows on his iPod. If you'd like to keep up with Daniel's adventures, check out his blog at CNET.com. The MacBook has been hailed the world's best laptop by MSNBC columnist Gary Crayco. He's always been a fan of Mac computers, but has been forced, as he's put it, to work on PCs because of work. But since Macs run both Windows XP and OS X very well, he quickly realized that he can once again be a Mac man. Apple sent him a new MacBook that he's been testing, and he discovered that it's the best computer he's ever used. The columnist liked everything from the new keyboard to the way the MacBook opens, and he mentioned that the hardware is now as slick as the software that comes inside. He notes that while the white MacBooks are nice, the black one has a warm and fuzzy black finish which he feels is wonderful to touch and hold. The only problem that he came across was the one-button mouse that may make it difficult for migrating Windows users, but he quickly gives tips on how to work around it. That being his only complaint, he celebrated the fact that it's two computers in one, and it's only 1 inch thick. The MSNBC columnist closes his article by saying that he can heartily recommend the MacBook to anyone, and he's going to miss the test computer when it goes back to Apple. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.